government tells you to do something, you kind of do it. Some people do. Yeah. Other people go, no. But the government of China is telling people, urging families, by the way, to stock up on food supply.
Uh-oh. Why? What's happening there?
That's when you go, the hell's happening here?
Yeah, this can't be
good. They're telling their people to stock up on daily necessities, including vegetables, oils, poultry.
China.
You can't stock up on vegetables. That stuff goes bad fast.
Or chicken or anything like that. You need
to... No. You can put chicken in a freezer. You can't put lettuce in a freezer.
So they say it's the cost of vegetables because there was really heavy rainfall, hurt crops. Mm-hmm. But when the government tells you to stock up on food, and it's the Chinese government, I think people over here should pay attention.
China.
Well, they're a collectivist culture. We're an individualist culture. You have to remember that. So when the government tells them to do things, they all do it because they're always about the greater good. So, and they don't ask any questions. Here, we ask lots of questions and then we ignore advice, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said vegetables have gone up 50% in the past month in China.
We don't get our vegetables from China. We're good. Don't worry.
No. I'm saying for them, it's gone up 50%. So I don't know how you're going to keep an apple and think that's going to last through the winter. Vegetables, you know, bananas don't last that long.
You got to freeze them.
Oh, can you freeze them? Can you freeze an apple?
I don't freeze apples, but I freeze banana. I peel a banana and I freeze it. And then I make like a nice banana smoothie with it. But there's, you know, this frozen fruit and frozen vegetables. It's not too hard to buy a bag of frozen, you know, whatever, spinach or broccoli.
Yeah, I just worry that when another country tells their people, you should stock up. Really? Now? Before the holidays? No, you should really get everything you can and build a bunker.
Yeah, when they say they should stock up, we should stock up too. Go ahead and stock up.
We just got out. We're still not out of the pandemic where we couldn't leave our house. So when the country like this says, oh, yeah, by the way, we're still in a pandemic and get some vegetables and poultry and have fun with your family.
You know, it's so funny because I don't really think like this normally, but I have all these cans that are in this one closet. I was like, let me put them all in the same closet. Let me go through the cans and see which ones have expired I can get rid of. And then I'm like, but what if we have some kind of emergency and I need this recently expired can of beans because it's like like a zombie apocalypse situation. Mm-hmm. So I have my working cans and then I have my saved cans for the zombie apocalypse.
So you're never going to eat the zombie beans ever.
Well, I hope not. But, you know, in an emergency, I'm going to have to. If it's that or nothing, I'm going to have to eat the zombie beans.
How long do zombie beans last? Well, they last forever, I guess.
Well, no, everything has an expiration date. But as you know, the FDA and lots of food organizations have said that's just really a sell-by date. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that it doesn't go bad. Like there's things that just it'll have a date on it, but don't worry. Like we have cans of soup that are good till 2026, you know, here in the house.
Well, if we learned anything from The Walking Dead, we learned to get cans of pudding.
Right.
Remember how happy they were that they got cans of pudding? So we should stock up on cans of pudding.
And they had to eat it on the roof. Remember?
Just get a shit ton of it. And Spam has got to last a really long time. You could just get a bunch of that crap and stock up. I don't think it's going to hurt us to buy an extra couple of things now when you go to the store just to be safe.
Right. Yeah. Buy an extra box of this and and look, you know, the fact that milk comes in those boxes, you can buy a box of milk that goes on a shelf, not just almond milk. They have actual milk that just you can store away in a closet.
The one thing about you bring up milk that people in the UK cannot get over is that people in the US buy a gallon of milk at a time.
Right. Yeah.
They say, I read this thing today. Why the hell do you need that much milk? They don't understand. White, because they only sell half a pint at a time in the UK of milk.
Well, okay, so there's several reasons for that. Now, I don't know how much time you spent there in the UK, but I spent, as you know, I dated most of the UK. I dated almost all of Belfast and most of Ireland. The thing is, it doesn't matter how big your house is. The refrigerators are really small. So that's just, it's an American thing to have these big giant refrigerators that easily hold a gallon of milk. So you don't have to go running back to the supermarket every couple of weeks, but not in the UK. It's part of the culture to go grocery shopping or stop by on your way home and stop by the local market and get whatever, you know, stop by the Marks and Spencers or, you know, wherever you're going, mm-hmm. Tedesco. It's a different culture. Like they shop, especially my French family. Oh my God. Like my family that lives in Paris, they literally shop for the day. They don't keep, except maybe like a little jar of jam and possibly some milk for the next day, but they have tiny little ice boxes and they don't keep much in it. There's some bread and that's about it.
Well, they also say the milk in the UK is pasteurized differently than it is here in the States. So in the UK, it lasts about 4 days.
Oh, well, that also explains it, yeah, right? So, whereas ours, yeah, I mean, I bought milk the other day and it's good till the end of the month.
Yeah, when I go and I, because that's what everybody does, is you try to find the one that's, you know, the farthest away to go bad. But then you think, God, that's like a month away. How the hell is this milk going to stay good for a month?
What milk lasts a month at your house?
No, it doesn't. But
yes, that's what I'm saying. Like we don't go through. I mean, it's just two of us here, and between like coffee and cereal, we go through milk fast. We go through milk like people in the UK go through milk.
Yeah. So when I saw this, I can just imagine what they think when we buy 3 gallons of milk a week. They're probably like, the hell is wrong with that family? I'm telling you, I don't know what the kids do with it. I think they pour it over their heads. I don't know what they do. They go through so much milk.